No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it.
One of the main reasons I switched into this is that I had two children who lost both parents. Grandparents came and adopted them. And unfortunately, the grandparents passed and left no provisions for those children. And so they had their brother, who used to be their uncle before they were adopted, take them in to raise. And now he's left struggling trying to care for them because there was no provision, no funding for them. And with a few simple documents, we could have prevented all that had they come to see me before any of this happened.
I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192. And give telemedicine a try today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. Wow. For about 30 minutes now, prior to this interview, I've been talking to Rebecca LaVorne, and she is with no greater sacrifice. She is the executive director in Washington, D.C. I saw Pennsylvania Avenue. I believe it was 1101. Pennsylvania Avenue, was that correct?
That's correct.
Wow, right close to the White House. Pretty remarkable. But you're doing a great work with young people who have family members who have served in our military, who are wounded or lost their lives. And I saw Brett Baer on a clip from Instagram, and I thought, I need to recognize No Greater Sacrifice, and I need to bring awareness to my listeners about the effort that you're involved in, Rebecca, and I want to welcome you to the Mark White Show right now.
Thank you so much, Mark, for having us and bringing awareness about No Greater Sacrifice, the mission, and those that we serve.
You are most welcome, and I love what you're doing, and I know that it is making a difference in the lives of these young people that you are able to give scholarships, resources, tools that they need to help move forward in life. And I want you to share that with listeners today.
Thank you. No Greater Sacrifice serves the children of our nation's fallen and wounded service members by delivering scholarships and mentorship to them. Basically, there are a lot of children out there of fallen and severely wounded service members, over 40,000 to date, that are being caregivers to their loved one that has served our nation post 9/11. And we really want to recognize not only the sacrifice of the service member that was willing to go and serve through at times giving life or giving a limb or having traumatic experiences that not only that service member encounters, but when they come home, the family that either the Gold Star children that suffered a loss that they will never be able to replace in that family member, or our children of severely wounded that every day are caregivers in one way or another, and some in massive ways to that family member. We really want to recognize all of that sacrifice, not only the sacrifice of the service member, but also the sacrifice of the children, of the families of our service members. So one way in which we believe that giving back is through education. Education is an investment in a child that can never be taken away. And through that, we've determined college scholarships, college also to include trade schools, certificates, and anything that, you know, is the next step after a high school graduation is something that we believe giving back in that way, and also through mentorship of these children. And it's really to say, we thank you for the sacrifice of your family, and also that we want to ensure that this family is, in any way that we can, brought back whole, and that these children don't have to worry about how am I going to be able to get to college, how am I going to be able to get to that job that I eventually would like to have, how am I going to be able to make the next step. We really want to take those worries away financially, also mentorship-wise, and get them to dream again and get them to, what were they dreaming before something traumatic happened to them and to their family, and to get them where they can accomplish what they were dreaming. So, and we believe fully that we can never give back what their family has given to our country. But we hope that this is something that allows for there to be a recognition of sacrifice, and also an investment in this child that they will have with them for the rest of their lives.
Rebecca, I'm always interested in a person's background and what leads them to where they are. And we talked about before the interview about purpose and finding what we have a passion for. What is it that drives you and your background to be a part of No Greater Sacrifice and to have a passion for this work?
Yeah, so I grew up in Mississippi, not far from you, in Athens, Alabama. So I grew up in Mississippi and graduated from Mississippi State University. While I was there, I had a professor who was very integral in me being able to get to Washington, D.C. And he paved the way of showing giving back. I have multiple mentors throughout my life that really showed what service, either in a civilian way or in a military way, how important that is in life, and to give back to others. I was a part of a small team that went to Iraq in 2006. So I did serve some time in a war zone. And while there, I was just blown away by the incredible service and sacrifice of our military, and just in amazement that someone would be willing to go and risk their life for myself, for you, for all of us. And not even thinking twice about it. That amount of commitment, that amount of sacrifice, that amount of being willing to put themselves before others. So when I returned back to the States, it was always on my mind. And thankfully, one of the gentlemen that I was on a team with started No Greater Sacrifice, and he's one of the founders. And after some time of going to events and being involved in the organization, I was offered the opportunity to be the executive director. So that has, it's a bit of a full circle, but a passion of mine was to really say thank you and to give back to those that I saw firsthand being willing to sacrifice their life for our nation.
I can't imagine what it's like for a child to lose a mother or a father or a caretaker in the line of duty. When I think about what they have to go through, and you mentioned it, to try to take some of the burden away, whether that's to help them be educated through a scholarship, mentoring services, or opportunities where they can connect with people who have an understanding of what they're going through, puts them on a path. We have a lot of military members who have been wounded through PTSD. We talked about Van Booth, who walked across the country in an effort to raise awareness for PTSD, and we have others who have lost limbs. I've had them on the show. We've talked about our Gold Star families, had Amanda Winter on the program to talk about her father who died in Beirut and what it was like for her growing up without her father. So when we get an understanding or a grasp of what families are dealing with, enough to allow us to find a heart and the kindness to want to make a difference in their life, then we're at a real special place. And just like you with the mentor you had at Mississippi State University who opened that door for you to see what it's like to make a difference in the lives of others, you wouldn't be sitting where you are right now talking to me if it hadn't been for people to open that door. And I'm hoping listeners right now, as we're talking, understand the risk that these people take, the men and women of the United States Armed Forces and law enforcement community, to serve, to work, to fight, and even lay down their life. They have families, they have spouses, they have children. They are willing to sacrifice their life for all. And if we find within ourselves an opportunity to help, then I think that we should do it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark. Absolutely.
I want listeners to know about opportunities for them to be able to volunteer, to be a part of this effort. And we're going to take a quick break, and I want to really break down all the different ways that somebody can connect with No Greater Sacrifice. Will you stick with me, Rebecca?
Yes.
All right, great. Folks, right now we're talking to Rebecca LaVorn. She is in Washington, D.C. She's a Mississippi girl. How about that? Went to Mississippi State University. Go Bulldogs, right? No Greater Sacrifice. No Greater Sacrifice. She is the executive director, and as we've talked about, this is here for young people who have lost military member, family members, their parents, or a caretaker in line of duty, law enforcement, military. And we appreciate this organization. And I want to bring more awareness to it. So I hope that you will continue to listen and share this show with your friends so that they know about No Greater Sacrifice. I'm learning about it as we speak, and it's my privilege and honor to have Rebecca on the program right now. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
Hey, good looking. Don't worry about cooking. Head over to Tuscumbia, Alabama, grab a bite to eat, and visit the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, where they're honoring Alabama's music achievers. To plan your visit, go to alamhof.com or give them a call at 256-381-4417.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
I had a 6-transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid.
Hey, this is Lionel Cartwright, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Mark's making a difference. You go make a difference too, okay? I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and we are in the middle of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. What does that mean to me? We want to recognize people who are making a difference in our communities, and we want to share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. Wherever you're at in life, it doesn't matter, COVID-19, cancer, heart issues, health issues, if we're breathing, we need to find opportunities to make a difference where we can. I know that my dad in the last 3 weeks of his life made the biggest impact on my life than in all the years that I had him. The last 3 weeks meant the most because I saw his courage and the fight that he had within him to continue to live. Unfortunately, it took his life. But when we think about our parents, when we think about those that we love, what if they were serving in law enforcement? What if they were serving in the military and they lost their life? And you were a child who now had to go on without your loved one. The person you love the most in the world is no longer with you. What are you going to do? What's the next step? Can you go to college? Can you find a trade? Who's your example? Who's an influence to you? Maybe that was the only influence you had at that moment. Maybe it was the only person in your life that called you every day, that lets you know that they care about you every single day, and they're gone. What are you going to do? With organizations like No Greater Sacrifice, these young people find a place where people care, and they find people with hearts who want to help them move forward in life. And that's exactly why I have Rebecca LaVorne right now on the program. She's the executive director of No Greater Sacrifice. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Rebecca.
Thank you so much, Mark, for having me.
I want people to know about No Greater Sacrifice, obviously. I want them to know in detail how that they can connect, because once this conversation's over, I don't want it to be where somebody's, well, I didn't quite catch that. I don't know how to connect with No Greater Sacrifice, because if that's the case, then I haven't done my job. And I want people to know how they can connect through social media. I want people to know how they can volunteer. I want people to know how they can donate. I want people to know how they can reach out if they need services. And I believe that you're probably the person I need to be talking to right now, Rebecca.
Well, thank you. Thank you. There are numerous ways to connect with No Greater Sacrifice. And if you're willing to have me discuss those, I'm happy to.
I am most willing for you to discuss that and would love for you to right now.
Okay. One of the ways in which I would say is to go to our website, and it's www.nogreatersacrifice.org. You can donate there. You can also look on our website to see more about us. You can see about our events. You can see about, we're having a virtual event coming up in case there are any runners or walkers out there that really over Veterans Day want to do something and have a way to give back. We do have a run, walk, or crawl, or however you would like to participate. And that is the Virtual Freedom 5K. So I would encourage people to take part in our Virtual Freedom 5K that's coming up over Veterans Day. You also can give directly, donate directly on our website. Again, that's www.nogreatersacrifice.org. Another helpful way is to, like you are doing, Mark, is to make more people aware of the organization and follow us on Facebook. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn. We're not on TikTok. I apologize.
There's some things that you can do without, you know, and maybe that's one of them.
Right. But we encourage people to come learn more about us. Follow us. Follow what our program impact is. Show support for our scholars. We are starting to put up more and more information about our scholars within No Greater Sacrifice and put them out on our social media sites. And a lot right now, our scholars are starting to graduate college and looking for jobs, looking for internships. So if anyone has those type of connections where they're like, I really want to hire an outstanding student out of college, or I want to support No Greater Sacrifice and an in-kind contribution, we are very open to all of that. Any support, I feel that every person has something that they can give. So if this particular mission of giving back to children of American heroes, if that hits your heartstrings and you want to do something, then there is a way for you to give back through No Greater Sacrifice.
Rebecca, you just finished up an invitational, had some amazing sponsors for this event. And I know that most things, just like the Mark White Show, have to exist on sponsorships. And as I look through about the No Greater Sacrifice Congressional Invitational, let's talk about the success of the event and what you feel it accomplished for No Greater Sacrifice this year in 2020, battling COVID-19 pandemic.
That event is absolutely tremendous to No Greater Sacrifice. There is a very small committee that out of their own time, talent, and treasure that every year they put that event on and we receive a check. So we don't pay for any of the overhead. They have been very, very generous to us, and we're very grateful to them. And it is a spectacular event. It's always at one of the best golf courses in the nation. It's been at various ones. We've been at Marion and in Pennsylvania, and we've been at the Congressional here in the D.C. area. And this most recent one was at Robert Trent Jones, which is another phenomenal course. And they receive, how we receive the funding through that is by various sponsors. And we're very grateful for the sponsors that we had this year. And that's always an opportunity for anyone that enjoys golf to provide a sponsorship there. We also have ways to connect that are just general sponsorships for the organization. It doesn't have to be an event-based sponsorship and partnerships through that. Some that sponsor a certain amount of our scholars. We have a tremendous donor, and I would be very remiss if I did not thank them on this show, and that's the Johnny Mac Soldiers Fund. And they have provided an amazing resource for us in funds, and they really are an organization that provides funds to the nonprofits of fallen military that allow us to do our jobs. So their mission is to raise the funds and then to give those funds directly out. And Mary Ellen, who works there, is just a tremendous partner. Their entire board is tremendous. So there's various ways in which people have been able to connect in with NGS. We're very thankful for Brett Baer for being on our advisory board and several others that lend their name and also their time, talent, and treasure. We're just grateful for wherever someone, some company, foundations, when they can give to us, that they do. And I know that they're making an incredible impact on these children's lives, and not only on the children's lives, but on the entire family's life, to take away a burden of college education, as it is quite expensive.
Absolutely. I'm looking through and seeing all the smiling faces of young people as they have cap and gowns on. They're standing there with their diplomas. Quite remarkable that they get that opportunity because of the sponsors that you mentioned there with Johnny Mac Soldiers. You called it the Johnny Mac Soldiers Fund. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. I'll be talking to them before too long, I imagine.
Good.
When I get people on my radar, I try to do interviews. So when somebody comes on the radar, they're probably next. But I do want these smiling faces to continue. And as you said, it's thanks to sponsors and people who are willing to make a difference, volunteers. What can you say about a team of people that comes together in this way, gives of their time and dedication to help make these smiles happen?
We're forever grateful, as our recipients and their families are, and they remind me of that often. Just the incredible difference. It's life-changing, the investment that our donors allow to happen in these families. It is unbelievably life-changing. And we are so grateful. The No Greater Sacrifice Scholars, their families, are very grateful. And it really is, it comes from a place of being a volunteer. I think everyone that donates, everyone that gives of their time, they are volunteers. They don't have to say yes, right, to a request to give, for us to ask someone and for somebody to give every time. It is, I'm appreciative. So are our families. And I would just say that we couldn't do what we do without the Mark White Show, without people that are bringing awareness to allow for us to be the conduit of good. And that's really what No Greater Sacrifice is about, is to allow someone to give to an organization and be able to make an impact on these families. So thank you for bringing awareness to us. And anyone that would like to be involved there, please do reach out to us at nogreatersacrifice.org in any way in which you would like to be involved. We've had people that have had concerts and raised money there. We've had people that have joined golf tournaments, that you name it. We've had people that, instead of giving favors at their weddings, that have given donations to No Greater Sacrifice. So there's so many different ways. We've had, as you know, Amazon has a place in which you can click to select your favorite charity through Amazon Smile that gives. So I'm just grateful that in 2020, if we can focus on positive and find ways to give back, that we would be totally receptive to any amount of support that someone has to give to us. No amount is too small. No amount is too large either. But we are appreciative of every cent. And I would like to say, Mark, No Greater Sacrifice converts every dollar that's given. 95 cents of that goes directly towards the mission. So
wow,
we really want to ensure our donors that as much as possible that can be given directly to admission is, and to allow us still to be able to do the good work. So one day we hope that can be 100% when someone decides to fund all of the operational costs that it might take. But we are just, we really feel that 95% is a number that we want our donors and anyone that's thinking about giving a No Greater Sacrifice to know that their money is being spent wisely.
Rebecca, tell me, what happens when you surround yourself with great people?
Well, I hope that you yourself are lifted up to greatness. But I hope also that when you are surrounded by greatness, it just is an effect that continues, right? The whole idea here is that we just pass on the goodness, and that we pass on people's gratitude, and that it's not something that we keep for ourselves, but it's to be given away. So that's what I hope when someone great comes into your life, that you just are able to be a conduit of that greatness to others.
I love it. I knew that you would have an answer similar to that, and that's great. Folks, I am so excited that we've had the opportunity today to talk to No Greater Sacrifice, this special foundation, the No Greater Sacrifice Foundation, where their mission is to educate the children of fallen and wounded service members. And Rebecca LaVorne, thank you so much for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about this 501c3 that I'm hoping that there are listeners right now who are ready, willing, and able to dive in and to be a part of this special effort.
Thank you, Mark.
It's been a real privilege. Again, folks, I want you to find out more about the No Greater Sacrifice Foundation. The address is 1101 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest. That's Suite 300, Washington, D.C. Zip code there is 20004. You can give them a call at area code 202-756-1980. You can also email at staff, S-T-A-F-F, at nogreatersacrifice.org. Again, check out their website at nogreatersacrifice.org. Follow them on social media. Facebook is the No Greater Sacrifice Foundation. Instagram is No Greater Sacrifice. And we appreciate Rebecca LaVorne joining us today as the executive director of No Greater Sacrifice. Folks, we're continuing to recognize difference makers in our communities and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all. And I hope that this story has been an encouragement to you and that you will find an opportunity to make a difference in No Greater Sacrifice. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192 and give telemedicine a try today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. You hear me, people, when I say,
let's all do something good.